Thanks for tuning in to Whole Being RN Radio. Here's your host, medical intuitive and master healer, Audrey Christie McLaughlin.
Hey, Audrey Christie here. Thanks for listening to Whole Being RN Radio. I love talking. I hope you love listening. So today we're going to talk about how to eat well on a budget. Yeah, let's talk budget. And I know I've been harping since I started the additional sort of lifestyle column for financial independence on the blog. And I've been harping a lot on savings. I've been talking about on social media because I discovered some really cool shizzle. And by discovered, I don't mean like I was the first person that discovered it. But for me, it's new in my life. And that is Mr. Money Mustache, MrMoneyMustache.com. If you haven't read his blog yet, I suggest you totally go over there. Click the start here button and follow along. You will be amazed. So now my crazy goal is to help my hubs retire early. And you may notice that I said, help my hubs retire because I'm really kind of already retired. Okay, ready for my bragging montage. I only work on the projects I want when I want because they are things I like to do. Not because I have to, but because I want to. And I don't say it to brag. I am so full of gratitude for that, and because I have all this freedom for me and to take care of my kids and to take only projects that I want because our lifestyle comes at a cost for my husband, right? He works really hard and he commutes really far and he's really successful in a really stressful job and still is able to make time to be an awesome dad and awesome husband. And I really, really thank him for that. Like from the bottom of my heart, I'm thankful for that. But I want to provide him the same benefit that he's provided me, right? So what do I mean by lifestyle? Lifestyle he provided. Well, we have a brand new luxurious house. He drives a 2016 luxurious sedan on that 60-mile round trip commute every day. My car is older and paid off, but gets 11 miles per the gallon. It's a giant luxury SUV. I usually drive it alone and empty. We have a fancy new boat. We travel a lot. We buy tons of things we don't need. Technology out of our noses. And we spend pretty frivolously. You could accuse us of being a lot of things, and frugal has never been one of them. We've historically been kind of wasteful. And I'm not saying that, in a negative way. I think everything serves its purpose and its lessons. But over the years, we've told ourselves we need this and we need that, but we don't need it. And a lot of times, once we have it, we don't really even want it. These things are shiny gadgets and the latest, greatest things. But you know, when you really look at it under a microscope, when you really take the time to sort it out, those things don't add to our happiness. And my guess is they don't add to yours either. So we have been on a mission to trim that down. I mean, we have a $200 a month cable bill. $200 a month. The TV's on maybe 5 to 7 hours a week, maybe a little bit more during football season. We've never even seen, I would wager, 849 of the 900 channels we have access to. And yeah, I know, it's super stupid. But if we saved $200 a month over 10 years, that, do you want to know how much that adds up to? $35,400. If we saved that $200 a month in our interest-bearing accounts rather than spent it on a cable bill that we're not freaking using, right? So when you look at, because you might be in an income bracket that you look at $200, and you're like, not a big deal, cool, as we are. However, when you look at it in the term of that would be $35,400 sitting in the bank, you think, well, shit, that's just dumb finances, right? That's piss poor, you know, managing your money. So the cable bill is just the tip of the iceberg. There are tons of other things and lots more fat that needs to be trimmed off. And we're working on doing that now. In short, things are changing. And I know there's been lots of change around here. Lost over 40 pounds, quit drinking. I'll talk more about that soon. And our grocery bill, we've cut it down by half, if not more. Why? Well, because when you know better, you do better, right? I know you work the same way. So instead of spending $1,200, and that was on a short month, to $1,400, sometimes $1,600 in a month to feed a family of four, two of which are elementary school kids. That's just obnoxious. So we're trying to get our spending into the $500 to $600 range for groceries, if not even lower. So I'd like to see it even lower than that, but we're aiming for $500 to $600. So if you've been around here long, you know that I love a good steak. Organic fruits and veggies are totally my jam, especially the Dirty Dozen. I never buy, if there are not organic strawberries available at the grocery store, we don't have strawberries until there are. Even my dogs and my cats eat grain-free. We're like a paleo primal family. And sometimes I have to have fancy chocolate things too. So how in the hell am I going to get food for four people that amounts to 125-ish a week? Well, guess what? It's not so hard. Not at all. For a long time, I thought that in order to eat healthy, feed my family healthy stuff, and to certainly lose weight, I had to spend mega bucks at the store. I had to spend mega bucks to get all this holistic and natural stuff and make it work. But guess what? Totally doesn't have to be that way. So our menu for this week for two busy kids and parents is as follows. We had Sunday night, we had steak, good steak too, salad and faux potatoes. That's cauliflower mashed up to be like potatoes. Monday, grilled burgers, side salad, carrots and celery. Tuesday, chicken cordon bleu and this bread-free keto chicken cordon bleu and roasted veggies. Wednesday, we had salmon cake, roasted radishes and a side salad. And I'll be completely honest about Wednesday. The salmon cakes were disgusting and we ended up going to Sonic and spending $22 on lettuce wrap burgers. Thursday night, our cat ate great that night though. Thursday night, tacos, meat, cheese, corn tortillas, lettuce, and beans. Friday night, we make our own pizza, gluten-free of course. And then Saturday night, we had salmon rice bowls. Lunches, I stay home, so I usually eat leftovers or eggs or sometimes nothing at all. The kids and the hubby, we made Mexi chicken batch on the grill. So it was like a pack of chicken thighs. We grill enough for the whole week, divided up with the week's worth of lunches. And then it's like the chicken du jour. So whatever, might be tacos, it might be tostadas, it might be a quesadilla. We do like Tex-Mex, in case you can't tell. It might be a sandwich. You just never know. For breakfast, the kids eat eggs or chia bowls or gluten-free toast or protein shakes or yogurt. The hubs eats eggs and avocados, and I rarely eat in the morning, but when I do, it's usually eggs. And then plus assorted snacks, good coffee. We got to have good coffee and good grass-fed creamer too. The total for this exact menu, grand total, $112. Boom. All the meat was grass-fed. Or organic, depending on availability, veggies and fruits and dairy, all organic and grass-fed. Cool, right? It's totally doable. We shop at Costco, we shop at Kroger, sometimes Sprouts. And then there's like one, maybe two things that I pick up at Walmart. Again, I'm not a big Walmart fan, but my point is this is totally doable. And so in the coming goal, I'm going to get that budget down even further while keeping the quality up. And my plan is to put out a quick little ebook for you guys on where and how to shop to get the best deals and save the most time. So if you have questions, let me know. You can join my wellness tribe. You'll find the link on audreychristie.com over in the right-hand column. We'd love to have you. I do all kinds of fun stuff in that group, especially for my tribe. And see you on the flip side. Much gratitude and love for listening. Bye.